At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
You are listening to the Armstrong Butler Buzz podcast, your source for what is happening in Butler County. This episode is also available in video format on YouTube. Just search for The Neighborhood Channel. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Armstrong Butler Buzz. Well, I'm really excited to introduce Gina Rachel. Gina and I have known each other for a long time. Am I right, Gina?
Yes, yeah. Very long time.
And we both work at BC3. Gina is the director of the Amy Wise Children's Creative Learning Center. And now, how long have you worked there?
I've been there for 13 years. I started in 2011.
Okay.
In the role of an assistant teacher.
Okay.
And have since transitioned into the director.
The director.
Yes. Yeah.
And I got to tell you something. My daughter, Renee, is in college at Penn State. When I first started teaching at the college, do you know that that's where she went while I taught?
Oh, wow. Yeah. And it's so neat to hear stories from people like that, that their children went there. And it has such a rich history, which is what
it
I
does.
Love about teaching
It does.
There.
And what a beautiful facility.
Yes.
I mean, over the past few years, you really went through some major renovations.
Yes. Yeah. In 2018, we received a grant from the Wise family in the name of Amy Wise.
Yes.
And our space was completely renovated with a nature feeling. And it's so light and open. And we have large windows that the children can see outside. And everyone who walks into our space remarks about that. They talk about how nice it is. It's not a small space in a little basement, but it's this huge space that incorporates nature and
encourages learning.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Which is definitely the focus of all of the wonderful programs that you offer, which I kind of get to see during the year, right? Like your art showcase for the students.
Yes.
Your students.
Yes.
And we get to kind of see what the students are creating. Let's talk specifically about your programs, though. They are, if I remember correctly, you have programs for 3 and 4 year olds.
Yes.
On Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
An option in the morning and an option in the afternoon.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then you have 4 and 5 year olds can come on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, again, or mornings or afternoons, mm-hmm. right? And you run the calendar, same academic calendar year as the college.
Yes. So our schedule is a little bit different than a typical preschool program because we are there from late August. And then we have our fall semester, which ends early December. And then we have that break between...
A holiday break. Yep.
Yes. And then we come back again in January, and then we run through early May, just like the college does.
And do you have to be a BC3 student or BC3 employee to use your services?
No, you don't. That is the biggest misconception. Most of our population are community members, and they hear about us word of mouth.
Sure.
Because we've really not done advertising. So no, you don't have to be a BC3 student or a staff or faculty. Anyone from the community is welcome to enroll their child.
Yeah. And that's why we wanted to have you on the program, because this is such an amazing resource for children. And we want to make sure that the community knows you can take advantage of it. So if a parent has a child and they're interested, I know the children must be potty trained, but they can contact you. Mm-hmm. What's the best way to do that?
They could reach out to me through email, or they could go to our website and get the information that way. Once they email me, then I can send them an application, or we can set up a tour, and they can come and see our facility, bring their child, and get that feel and see if it's going to be the right program for them.
So I'm going to imagine that my kids are little again, Gina, and I would do this in a heartbeat. I sign up Renee again for preschool with you. Do I have the opportunity to get involved as a parent?
Oh, definitely, yes. Parents are welcome into the center. We love parent volunteers. We have them come in usually around 3 times a semester. We invite them in to read. We invite parents, if you have a special talent or a skill, you can share that with us. Anything you want to bring into the classroom, yes, we invite parents all the time to come into the classroom.
And finally, I want to also emphasize there is, and it's all on the
website. I highly recommend you go to the website, read about all the programs, read about the staff, read about the mission, the way that you model your curriculum. I think it's, you know, you really encourage individualized learning.
Yes.
And a very positive, like you said, open, beautiful environment.
Yeah, we utilize a curriculum that is play-based. It's an emergent curriculum. So we use the Pennsylvania Early Learning Standards as a framework. And then we take the children's interests, their abilities, and we kind of mesh that into the curriculum so that we kind of follow what we follow their lead.
Yeah.
So then they're learning without even knowing it because we're just engraving it right into the program and right into their interests.
Yeah. And the value, this is at such a great value for parents. Finally, because I know we're almost out of time, you can only take a certain number of students, I'm sure, in your programs, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
If somebody's interested, they need to get on the list for fall, right?
Yes, definitely. Because our three-year-old program is filling up in the AM. Our PM sessions are still pretty open, but both AM sessions for both age groups, yes.
They usually fill up pretty quickly.
Yes, contact us soon so we can get you enrolled. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Gina, for being on, and thank you for listening.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees. Just internet made easy. That's Zoom Internet from Armstrong.